Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Wow, you must have chewed a whole package over the weekend or something. What vitamins? This is Howard Miller from Chicago across the country on our CBS network with, of course, introducing some great stars of the show world and some excellent music. All brought to you by the Wrigley people who make the finest gum product in all the world, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And I hope that if you haven't yet, you will try it right today and keep mouth refreshed always. Well, later this afternoon, or rather later this morning, because it's morning still in the Middle West, it's afternoon elsewhere, we're going to have an opportunity of going backstage at the Chicago Theater, the big flagship house of the Balaban and Katz chain, where there on stage are appearing a great act known as the Four Aces. You'll meet those boys, and you'll hear their latest Decca recording after just a little bit of music that comes to you with the good compliments of the Wrigley folk. Now, let's begin by listening on this bright, sunny morning, first day of a new month, August, by the way, to this great hit record made by Mitch Miller, who probably contributes less to the shaving cream market than any man in America today. He of the long beard with the Yellow Rose of Texas. Ask your local record dealer what he thinks about that record, and he'll tell you that it's an exciting one from his point of view because it probably has brought more people into the record stores across the country than any record that we've had in a long, long while since Davy Crockett first came out last fall. That's Mitch Miller, the artist and repertoire director of the Columbia Record Company, and his great version of A Salute to Texas called The Yellow Rose of Texas. You know, this business of making records and performances can be a sort of a nerve-wracking ordeal. You gals know about that. A lot of tensions are built up in the show world, just as they are when you're keeping house. And that's why it's so very nice and refreshing to be able to depend on healthful, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, you'd be surprised, you gals, how quickly you'll relax when the smooth, pleasant chewing activity releases all that pent-up tension. Now, you know what I think about you, you homemakers. You deserve the best. and the best mother, believe me, is always Wrigley Spearmint. You get some today, and then when the nerves get just a little bit jumpy, you'll relax with the delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Well, there's a rather interesting story behind our stars of today. It was about 4.5 years ago that four boys who had formerly met in the armed forces, all members, I think, of United States Navy, finally gravitated back to the homeland, got rid of the blues and went into the mufties, and decided that they should stick together at least as friends. And so the best way, of course, to stay together is to be in business together. And so these four boys, youngsters all from Pennsylvania, walked into a small recording studio in Philadelphia, PA. And when they did, the song that they chose to record was this nostalgic sound that I know you'll remember.
Take away the breath of flowers. It would surely be a sin. Take the rain from April showers. It's a sin.
And on the wings of that song was born one of the theater's outstanding acts, and certainly the record business's outstanding attraction, the Four Aces from the Decca Record Company. And right now, right at this very moment, they're waiting to go on stage at the Chicago Theater, so our CBS engineers have installed lines in their dressing room backstage at the big Balaban and Katz house, and they're waiting there to say hello to us, and my guess would be that the first voice you hear will be that of the lead singer, Mr. Al Alberts. Am I right, Al?
That's right, Howard. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. How's everything over there at the theater?
Oh, just wonderful. This is one of the stops along the tour that we always look forward to making, Howard.
Well, there are a bunch of wonderful people over there, and of course, Al, I don't have to tell you that every time you come to this town, Chicago wakes up again to the fact that you are the boys they love so very, very much. Every attraction that you appear on over there always sets a couple of records.
Well, thank you very much,
Howard. I know that this is no different. Who's all in the studio with you? Most of the boys have
arrived. All the guys are here, and they'd like to say hello.
Wonderful. Bring them in.
Louie? Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Well, Lou, you haven't been up very long, have you?
No, I haven't, Howard.
This must be Lou Silvestri, who recently became a Benedict and got married, huh?
That's right.
How's your wife?
Fine, thanks, Howard.
I know she's not there because this is a dressing room you're speaking
That's
from.
That's right.
Yeah, who else is there, Lou?
Sad is here, Howard.
Sad?
Hi, Howard. How
Hi,
are you?
Sad. This is Sad Vakari for the people all over the nation to 168 Columbia stations from coast to coast. Please meet Sad Vakari. Is it nice and air-conditioned over there, Sad?
Why, yes, it's real nice over here, Howard. Backstage is a little warm at this point, but it's a little early yet.
Yeah, you've got that big dressing room. Do all of you fellows fit into the one dressing room, or do you have two or three dressing rooms?
No, we have two. We have one upstairs and the one downstairs, Howard. You know them both.
Uh-huh. Now, I know Dave is probably also
yes,
there.
Yes, he is, right here.
Dave Mahoney?
Hello, Howard.
Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, now, all of you boys have joined the ranks. You're all married now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Louis was the last of the Mohicans, so...
The last Indian to bite, huh?
Yes.
And he bit. Dave, I know that you're responsible for a great deal of the arranging, at least the earlier processing of the arrangement that you do with Jack Police. How do you set about developing what you feel is the best showcase for all four voices? Is there anything that you set your pen to get that achievement?
Well, we have a definite way of voicing the arrangements, Howard, as you know, because as is the case in any style, it's done a specific way, comparatively speaking. Glenn Miller had to voice his instruments, his saxes and so forth, a specific way to get the sound that he achieved every time he made a record or came across the airwaves via radio.
Yes.
We do the same thing with voices. Al is always a lead voice. Anytime that there's any solo work to be done, Al is doing that work.
Uh-huh.
I am always sitting on top of Al, so to speak. I'm usually singing thirds or musically speaking, passing tones or something like that above Al.
Yes.
Saad many times is below Al. On occasion, when the melody is going an awful low, instead of having a very low sound, a muddy sound, we'll pull Saadi above Al's voice.
Yes.
Now these are all harmony lines I'm speaking of, Howard.
Yeah, sure.
And last but not least, Louis is always singing an octave below Al.
Right.
It's a three-part harmony with a double lead is what we consider, technically speaking.
I think I'll get the rest of the guys around the studio. We'll follow that format and see if we can make a hit record. Al, the lead singer, Al Albert, you've got a great song going now, This Love is a Many Splendored Thing. Do you feel encouraged by its early sales?
Well, I'll tell you, Howard, not only by its early sales, but this is the only song that we have recorded in the period of 4 years, Howard, that we are doing live on stage prior to actual public acceptance of the song on a major scale, you
yes.
know?
Well, Let's give a listen to it, Al. I think it's going to be a very, very big seller for you. It's a beautiful song. It's a movie title song called Love is a Many Splendored Thing, The Four Aces.
It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Lies on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, to love is kissed and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love.
Roberts, I think that's one of the most exciting sounds in your entire catalog of Decca hits.
Thank you very much, Howard. We're really thrilled with it.
Thank you. Thank Lou. Thank Dave. Thank Sod. Thank all of you. I hope you have a most pleasant engagement here at the Chicago Theater, and we'll be over and catch your act sometime this afternoon or tomorrow, okay?
Be looking for you.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, fellas. Those were the Four Aces from their dressing room at the Chicago Theater, and this is Howard Miller saying, gee, the time flew by so quickly today that I'll look forward to meeting you tomorrow, and I hope that you'll be sitting in on your favorite CBS setting. Until then, remember, please, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's nothing more refreshing, delicious, or enticing to keep your mouth happy than Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be June Valley. This is the CBS Radio Network.